This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Returns not indicative of future results.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
For this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Ian Clark's going to join us. We'll talk healthy oils. We'll talk detoxification as well, in fact. We have calls coming in. 866-939-BELL. You can leave a message 24-7 or get through us live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN. Of course, available through Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast with EpicTimes.com, as well as UK Health Radio and the new SoundCloud availability. So you've got plenty of opportunities to pay this message forward, to share this message of health freedom and healing liberty. Last hour, super dot. Well, a great, great time to have with Jeffrey Jackson and Joni Abbott, two fantastic independent journalists covering what was going on at Autism One.
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, listen, I remember when we were there at Autism One. It's a great group of people, a lot of great stuff. And this year you get to have, you know, the whole situation with Vaxxed going on as well. So, yeah, it was cool having them on, getting the firsthand account, right?
Big time. Now, in the show notes, there'll be updates on upcoming events for the Robert Scott Bell Show, things that I want you to be aware of. And that includes a very special event in the Orlando area. We're getting details for you. July the 9th, and that will be with Michael Bednarik, the 2004 presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, a constitution class. And then we might the next day go out to an open range and, well, what do you do on an open range? You shoot stuff, and it's going to be fun. Anyway, just telling you, mark your calendars. It'll be a great weekend in Central Florida. Let's see. Right now, go to the United Nations. Not that we want to, but their health agency has rejected a call to postpone the Rio Olympics. Why? Well, the Zika, evidently, there are a lot of folks going, yeah, don't go.
Yeah, let's cancel the Olympics.
Right, cancel the Olympics. I mean, what? This is the kind of, you know, you expect a sound effect nowadays when you say Zika. Right? And at this point, you don't have to cancel your plans. And I will just say this, as I've talked about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show since the beginning of the Zika outbreak, I want you to think that clearly, kind of like Dell Bigtree was saying, think about the safety studies that haven't been done and how they could be done for vaccines. I want you to think about this. Zika been known since 1947. Probably been around since the beginning of time. Who knows, right? But we identified it in 1947, so that means it wasn't there and then it's suddenly there. Obviously, it doesn't mean that. But okay, since 1947, what has it really done? A whole lot of nothing. Unless somebody was extremely immunocompromised, then maybe it could do some stuff. Now, suddenly, out of nowhere, it's the latest, greatest, spreading, horrible, scary infection, causing birth defects everywhere it goes, and who knows what else. Now, you explain this to me. How it's known about since almost, let's say, 60 years, and now, suddenly, in the year 2016, it becomes an evil virus supervillain. All I'm asking you to do is step back, look at it with clean, fresh eyes that are not pharmaceutically conflicted, not conflicted by budgetary needs and requirements of the CDC or the WHO. And you begin to say, you know what? I think they're making this up too. There's no evidence to say that it definitively is the cause of microcephaly. There are plenty of other things that are and that are known and that even PhDs and MDs down there in South America are pointing out, including larvicides. I don't have time to go into a lot of that right now. I want to get to the phone calls, and we'll get to the dreaded superbug that has found its way to American soil, evidently, of course, in a medical clinic. So, first and foremost, to the phones we go, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Ron's calling up in San Francisco Bay Area, and you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm actually about 30 miles north of San Francisco in a former Air Force Base, Hamilton, Air Force Base called Hamilton Field.
Wow. Where, did you just, Ron, did you just hear about the 500-pound munitions they found over at Hanover, I believe in Germany?
We have a 50-plus acre military, all toxic, all kind of military waste dump site that was simply covered, and 30 feet away, they, some 20-some-odd years ago, now built a whole residential community that I live in.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have flues, which they say for methane, which actually pick up all the toxic particulate in the dump site and spew it out over all this community. It was a fast-track community put forward by Senator Barbara Boxer and Goldman Sachs. Now, I'm a senior. I'm in my 70s.
Okay.
And I'm concerned about the most important thing is the bioaccumulation in fatty tissue and in blood, but fatty tissue building up over years and triggering the toxins. We need to be able to get our senior community and the youth that were born here at Hamilton since that time that are now, 15, 16, 17 years old, and we've got a lot of illnesses and all kinds of basic common stuff and allergies, but there are a lot of our seniors that are just going off, which I think a lot faster than their health provisions that are had. And all
sure, but Ron, as you know, they're more focused on getting seniors flu shots than detoxifying them from poisons that have accumulated over their lifetime.
And the medications that they're prescribing. See, I've gone into my doctors and with few things, and I go in for everything because I've got good insurance, thank God.
That's a dangerous thing, by the way, Ron.
Yeah, I don't get anything from these people.
Oh, well, maybe that's safer for you, because you don't reject it.
That's right. I just
want
to know what they determine. I do not take any medications whatsoever, good health, organic food, and everything I can. But I know that over years, I don't smoke. I haven't smoked since I was 35, and I'm in my 70s. So I know, though, there's bioaccumulation of all the consumer products, medications included. What is the representation for detoxing us as humans and for testing fatty tissue as well as blood? Fatty tissue, to me, is a bioaccumulative nature. Look at all the obesity and all the other things that are going on and the illnesses. Isn't that in part contributed to the bioaccumulation of toxins?
Ron, you're brilliant. Honestly, I've never met – well, let me say never. I rarely meet people of your age range that know this stuff because they bought – the pharmaceutical party line, the medical line, and the doctors will just prescribe and they'll take whatever they say. And so you woke up. I don't know what it was that woke you up. Was it at 35 years of age? Was it at 65?
At 35, I will tell you the honest to God truth. I got so bored with cigarettes, I was smoking 3 packs of unfiltered Camels a day.
Oh, my.
And one day, I spewed up a little blood. And I said, that's it. Over.
Enough.
And from that point on, I did studies out here. And, the San Francisco Bay Area was known for, the counterculture and all and getting in with organic food and everything else. But we've swung all the way back where technology has brought us forward saying that all these things are new gifts without testing. And we really need to test our human population for the bioaccumulation of these toxins and get regulations. Here's the big thing for us out here. Regulations that do not account for the lower levels that are actually streaming toxic substances to become bioaccumulative in our population. We don't have that going. The regulations are false.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a false sense of security. In fact, it enables the polluters to continue polluting. Ron, have you done specific things that worked for you as far as detox, or are you asking me for some suggestions?
Well, I've done my main thing is first stage is prevention. But I'm concerned about all those who, I see patients out here, and I'm in a senior complex, and it's not a medical senior complex. It's, for the moderate income seniors and so forth, but a lot of people need medical aids. And they're always getting treatments from their doctors, and I don't see anything but symptom improvement not associated to actually causation improvement.
No, Ron, you guys are cash cows for big pharma. You know that.
Sure, because I know who's gonna and that's the danger of it. That's
yeah,
the
it certainly is.
And we have a very wonderful year. Let me just put this one thing in. I believe because I go I go back. I'm in counterculture. I produce things under the banner of Summer of Love music events for 100,000 people in audience, pre-events, you know, for the hungry and homeless and programs like that. Mm-hmm. At 70, I'm still doing it under, you know, the banners of Earth Day and so forth. But my concern is we have a political year. Why aren't these people running, these candidates, talking about the real issues of health? It's money driving them, and that money that drives them drives all these companies to get away with regulations that don't account for pure health conditions.
Well, and that's why, you know, last hour we talked about Autism One and all the families, the parents that have lost their children to the vaccine industrial complex, and now there seems to be finally an impact even into the medical community where we're waking up quite shocked, though, about what they've contributed to the poor health of all of America, including the children and increased mortality. Due to the reliance on vaccines, for instance. So we've got a long way to go still, but I'm encouraged
well,
about
you
where it's
way
going.
To go. You have your politicians, sir, these politicians that are out there that are putting forward regulations based upon their clients not being the populace, the citizens,
no, of course
but
not.
Their clients, the money producers. And
exactly.
Those clients get these regulations that don't account for lower level. And I'm talking all the stream of consumer products. When you look at them, I've gone to meetings where they say, "Oh, it's going to be safe," and I say, "How can you say anything's going to be safe when you're not accounting for the bioaccumulation that is in the multiple of all products
exactly.
coming in?"
It's not one thing; it's many things throughout the life. Now, Ron, you are a fireball. You've got so much energy to keep this going at 70. I'm just very impressed. The question is, I mean, are they handing out selenium in the senior home there, or is it just drugs and flu shots?
Well, I don't. They're always pushing products constantly, you know. And these poor people are coming in here, and they're telling to get this one and for this illness and that illness and all the fear things you see on television. It drives them.
No,
this
but
why,
I would. I would have them, Ron. I would have them all on homeopathic detoxifying remedies to help the liver and their kidneys to start moving through. Make sure their water's clean, not chlorinated and fluoridated. And also, I'd set up far infrared saunas in there. You want to talk about reducing fat soluble toxicity? It's going to come right out through the skin if we can get some of these seniors heated up. Not in a microwave,
well,
but in a far infrared
sauna. What you can do for us out here is we got a little website called hopeandbeyond.org, and that's where we try to push some of this forward. But we really need the politicians to get behind it, and we don't have politicians that aren't bombed.
No, listen, the Democrats in California sold out the people, especially the kids, with the SB 277. And I know it's not just a Democrat issue. The Republicans, too,
right
have been
now,
falling prey.
At Hamilton Field, with the toxic waste from the former base not being cleaned up, just being covered up and letting vent out to the community, that was a fast track in California.
Yeah,
Barbara Boxer,
you said. Hey, listen, we got to go. Ron, great call. Appreciate your passion and your right on, no pun intended, the money on this one. We're back with Ian Clark.
You.
We'll talk detoxification. Thank you, Ron.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, I'm doing it 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, Talk Network, and beyond. We are appreciative of every one of you spreading the word on the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Covered some updates on what happened at Autism One this year. I was just sorry I couldn't make it, but so glad the folks that did make it were able to report here, and we'll have more stories to tell as we go. Vax the movie, going to be broadening its access reach as more theaters are picking it up. We'll get you some updates here during the week, so please stay in touch with us. RobertScottBell.com is the website. The show notes are up with links, as well as to upcoming events that we're going to be attending. And that includes the IAC Convention, the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, June 23rd through 25th, St. Petersburg, Florida. Along with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf will be with me there. The International Association for Near-Death Studies. This is big. This is amazing what's happening. I've been talking with a lot of doctors, medical professionals, laypersons, and even people from religious backgrounds talking about the IANS conference coming up in Orlando. And in fact, if you can't make it, there's even another way to go with live streaming. Give a listen.
Register to explore the extraordinary with the International Association for Near-Death Studies and hear accounts of near-death and other extraordinary experiences at the conference in Orlando, Florida, July 28th through the 31st. Discount registration ends July 6th. Register to attend or learn about live stream and video on-demand options. A few free registrations for veterans and great discounts for students are available. For information, visit neardeathconference.com.
And we've talked about it. You know, it's Memorial Day, veterans accessing this information. A lot of veterans dealing with PTSD have had near-death experiences.
What can we do to help them? We're going to get together at IANS in Orlando for that. Again, that's coming up. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and that'll be happening the July 28th through 31st. Then we've got the Health Freedom Congress. I'll add that into the notes momentarily. Then the American Naturopathic Medical Association, August 26th through 28th in the desert in Las Vegas, Nevada. Those are a few of the upcoming events. I mentioned 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik will be coming to the Orlando metro area. We'll talk details about that. But July 9th, mark your calendar, a Constitution class like no other, and some extracurricular activities as well beyond that. We'll get to it in a moment. Do we have Ian Clark on? Did we reach out? Did we get him? Is he at the lake again? What's going on? Still working on it. Super Don, you got your lake-centered ears on, whatever they are. What's going on in Louisiana with you?
My lake-centered ears.
Right, because we're putting out the word to the lake, okay. The lake house, yeah. And stuff.
I'm not on the lake, not today.
No,
anyway.
Lake. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here. You know, this superbug thing I think is interesting.
It is. It's a huge story. It's something we've covered for years, but now it's gotten even bigger and badder, according to Sanjay
Well,
Gupta.
Listen, I don't know. Are we supposed to be more afraid of this than Zika? That's kind of hard. You look at the Zika thing, and they're making it sound like everybody's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much here on the superbug thing. I think it's more serious, personally.
Well, yeah, here we got the superbug. A 49-year-old Pennsylvania woman showed the presence of a rare kind of E. coli infection, the first known case of its kind in the United States. They say it's a super bug that is resistant to many antibiotics, even colistin, if they pronounce it that way, which doctors use as a last resort when all other antibiotics fail. We've told you that this was coming, and it's not me. I mean, this is something that even the medical community
told you not to do that, and
told
you did
it
anyway.
Right? Yes. And Sanjay Gupta, you know, he's a brain surgeon, he's a neurosurgeon, and he's reading the teleprompter also well. That's why he gets paid the big bucks. And he says, we don't know why this is happening. You don't know why this is happening? You're a brain surgeon.
I just don't know, man. It just caught me off guard. I was just minding my own business, and all of a sudden it's just there, and I don't know what to do.
Come on, Sanjay. I mean, you're good on dope. You are. You get it on cannabis.
Dope.
But you're being a dope when it comes to superbugs and a whole hell of a lot of other issues, including vaccines. Go watch Vaxxed and start rethinking your training.
You know, here's the deal. I know we're getting ready to go to a break here, but listen, it would be so cool if these guys would stop spending so much time talking about how we got to where we're at now and focus a little bit more on what we do now and don't do the same thing you've been doing. How's
Wait,
that sound?
We need right? more money for more antibiotics. Is that
more antibiotics? We need
That's
some new antibiotics.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do more of the same. Let's double down. We have hit our head against the antibiotic brick wall for decades. We're just going to hit our heads a little bit harder. Maybe this time we won't bleed. Right, Sanjay Gupta? Come on. Come on. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and ways to beat antibiotic resistance.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him.
Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Okay, just added into the show notes. Again, thanks to Captain Morgan for setting that up, our millennial assistant producer. The upcoming events that we have, and we're adding to it, we may be having one of the premiere events of Vax, the movie, and we'll let you know if we're going to be participating in the Q&A coming up as well. But the upcoming events listed, including the constitutional class with Michael Badnarik, and the place that it is, it's linked as well, July 9th, and we might go to outdoor shooting range July 10th. And you want to shoot well, Go with Michael Bednarik. He can teach you well. Anyway, that's it for that. We got lots more to do, and I'll see what we can squeeze into it. We just last segment were talking about the superbug. This was the E. coli. And how many years ago I said for the first time, you know, with a deadly E. coli infection. In fact, I remember back in the 90s I was lecturing on homeopathic medicine for dealing with infectious disease. And I would talk about the deadly E. coli infection and then point out that we all have E. coli in our guts, in our colon, and that it, for the most part, is not deadly. It doesn't make sense. Why, whoa, what's wrong? E. coli is deadly or it's not? Well, then they say, well, it's a different strain. Really? Well, what makes it a different strain? Did you dance in the E. coli playground and just the wrong one jumped into you? What happened? And, of course, they never talk about the law of the terrain. It's always about the germ theory. Oh, you caught it. There's nothing you can do. But what about that which is transformed from within? When you are deficient in minerals, when you have toxicological burdens, like the caller Ron was talking about. Could it be that those things alter, given a new terrain, for their own survival? And, of course, if you throw antibiotics at them, it's not unknown. This is widely known. It's been happening almost since the dawn of antibiotics in the 20th century. The little critters, they express new DNA to eat the antibiotic for lunch that used to kill them. And that's where we get resistance. And now we have microbes that have total resistance. Multi-drug strain resistant. Every antibiotic resistant, like this E. coli. Guess what they're not resistant to? Your healthy, functioning immune system, unencumbered by toxicological burdens. But like Ron's question, what do we do to get rid of the toxicological burdens? It's a big question, and there's not just one answer. But certainly we have to clean up what goes into our system. But when we are dealing with a micro burden, a bacterial burden in this case, like an E. coli that's resistant to everything else, guess what it's not resistant to? That's your cue, Super Don.
How about silver?
Yes. Silver ions.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, 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 yeah. Ding, ding. I was waiting to get my word in.
I know. I could feel it.
Anyway,
I could feel it. And, you know, I lectured, I talked to the pharmacist about this, and the doctors, they're coming back around, just like we talked about with the movie Vax, that's causing docs to kind of look at their own training and go, wait a second, I missed something here. We already have the ability to defeat deadly E. coli. E. coli has no resistance against the silver nanoclusters and the ions they release, the colloidal silver. The question is, can you deliver to the point of foci to achieve your goal, that is to eradicate infection? Because some people say, well, I know it can, but will it in a pinch? And I know physicians that are utilizing it off-label intravenously for that purpose, saturating the tissues. But even sublingual administration in the blood and lymph is helpful. Or driving it into the GI tract with the aloe vera to, you know, flood the small intestine, large intestine, and colon. Or even rectal instillation. I know Super Don loves to hear that. Of silver hydrosol.
Rectal installation. That sounds like something you would hire a guy from, like, Home Depot to do.
Not somebody with plumber butt, though.
Rectal installation. Is that like a Bob Villa thing? Or
that's
what?
That's a gentle way of saying put some silver up your bum.
Oh,
if you have an E. coli infection that is deadly and resistant to all antibiotics, okay, I think even you, Super Don, facing death or not, might go, well, I might make an exception this time. Maybe.
Look, I don't care what you call it, still not going to do it.
Rectal installation. All right. You didn't like that. I thought I could sneak that one by you.
Yeah,
didn't happen.
No, sorry.
All right. Well, let's see. What are we going to do now? I know. You know what we could do? We could do a little bit of CBD discussion. All right. Let me mute that thing out there.
We're fighting.
We got the cannabis update of the day here. Now, this we're going to start with pro football. How many of you remember Ricky Williams? He was like one of the most talented running backs. Was he always with the Miami Dolphins? He ended up studying like Eastern healing practices, acupuncture, all kinds of cool stuff. I always liked Ricky Williams. Really a cool guy. And he, you know, was labeled the bad boy because he liked to use cannabis. And it turns out, with all the news coming out of the sciences about CBD being neuroprotective and neuroregenerative, you should almost mandate the use of cannabis for every NFL player in order to protect their brains.
But now Ricky Williams is paying it forward, paying it back, and he's opening a gym, a cannabis-friendly gym in San Francisco. Super Don, I didn't get to read this much before we went on the air. Does this mean you go in and they blow some smoke in your face? What is a cannabis-friendly gym?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I honestly don't have all the details on this either. I just caught this just before showtime. But basically, it's a gym that will allow you to be able to incorporate cannabis, or it could just be something that's just friendly. But I need to get the details on this. But here's the thing. Most people don't think about cannabis and working out. Those things just don't seem to go together. I can't imagine like Cheech and Chong like doing bench presses or something, right?
Well, you're back in the gym, and do you feel? Maybe this is an unfair question for you, but would you work out better, worse, or you'd be just more mellow about your workout?
First off, I wouldn't be able to smoke it and work out,
right?
Because those two things just don't go together. That's one of the main reasons why I'm working out right now is because it keeps me from
smoking.
Feeling like I need to smoke.
Yeah.
Now, if you were using it as a nutritional supplement, I could see that, because one of the things that you deal with when you're working out, especially when you're first getting started, is the massive, major muscle aches and pains.
Right.
And soreness from working out. And so I could see how CBD would help with that, as well as reducing the inflammation, which probably would help speed up recovery as well.
Well, I agree. I agree with you completely. Yeah. And just as a side note, the Ease Magnesium, that topical, you've got it. Have you been using it? You know, you were using it on your muscles because of the restless leg, restless arm stuff that was going on, and it calmed it right down. But I'm thinking from working out perspective as well. Sore muscles, the magnesium would be great. We're hearing great reports from Captain Morgan. She's finally got the Ease Magnesium in as well and doing great with it.
So, all right, so check it out. I've got the update on here. Now this gym that he wants to open up is going to be called Power Plant Fitness. And it's going to encourage customers to vape cannabis or consume edibles. They don't have any kind of plans for a smoking area or anything like that, but they're encouraging people to vape and consume edibles there in the gym.
Wow. Is it recreational in California now, or is it only medical? I can't remember.
You know, in California, it's not recreational. That's the thing.
So they have to have their recreational, the medical card, so to speak.
I guess so. It's a weed-friendly gym.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is a good question. Is that, you know, if it's not legal recreationally, then I guess if you have a medical need, then you can go and work out at a gym.
Okay.
As long as you have your card.
By the way, it's really kind of interesting because, you know, you could get the CBD that we get from CV Sciences 15% off every day for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. The code is RSB15. And just to make it easy for you, Ian Clark from Activation Products, the Ease Magnesium, and the Ocean's Alive, all the things that we do, the Panacea Oil we talked about last week, you can get those also at 15% off because you're a Robert Scott Bell Show listener. And guess what the code is for Activation Products? You'll never guess.
How about RSB15?
Yes! Isn't that great? It's so easy. I should make all of my sponsors do that. RSB15 to get the Ease Magnesium at 15% off. If you get, Justin on the board says he's going to get some for his dad for Father's Day. That's an awesome Father's Day gift. CBD and or Ease Magnesium, or both, or all the stuff we got. So RSB15, take advantage of 15% off. Remember, don't tell me it didn't work, because if you don't enter it, it won't work. So when you go to shop online, enter RSB15 before you check
out.
That's
right, because we had that one listener who was like, well, I ordered and I didn't get my, you know, it's not like you can yell at the computer and it'll get it to you. You got to actually type in RSB15. Yeah.
Yeah. If you need to call in the toll-free and ask that, you can do that too. Let's see. We got an admission from Representative Dana Rohrabacher, a Republican congressman from California. And he says, I used medical marijuana while in office.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he says.
Holy cow.
The world is going to come to an end. Now, Rohrabacher is kind of a neat guy. I mean, I think we've covered stories about him. He seems to be more reasonable. Maybe because he uses cannabis, he's much more reasonable. Not one of the worst of the bad guys.
Now, here's the interesting thing, though.
Yeah.
Talking about it now, after the fact,
mm-hmm.
could be a little bit risky for him.
Why is that?
because it's not exactly legal, and he could get in some trouble for that. So I think he's doing it purposely, just trying to make a point, because you know, the way the public opinion is right now. But good for him, I guess. But this is a bit risky what he's doing there.
It's well, I like it. Like go ahead and try and arrest him for using it while in Congress, and that will hasten the demise of anti-cannabis laws on the federal level.
It's the first time I believe that a sitting congressman has admitted to using medical marijuana while in Congress.
Go, Dana Rohrabacher. Go.
There you go.
As I said, if we would mandate its use by all congressional representatives, they'd be much more mellow. They'd leave us all alone, and they'd probably stop allowing for the incursions into foreign lands unconstitutionally without declarations of war, as ascribed by the Constitution, that the People's House, the House of Representatives, is the only place that war can be declared. We have perpetual warfare because the executive branch has run roughshod over the other two branches of government, but the other two branches of government have let it happen. Stop it. Ohio now legalizes medical cannabis. 1 year after failing to legalize it, Ohio will now become the 25th state. We're up to half, plus the District of Columbia. It's only a matter of time. And guess what? The federal government still says it's Schedule 1, and you can't do it. Yeah, on that. You know what? This is the 10th Amendment. This is nullification in action, folks. Live it, love it, and learn it, and apply it everywhere in your life, in every state. And that includes FDA. You're on notice. The Fear and Death Administration is on notice. All right, when we come back in just a moment, 1.2 million college kids doing what every day?
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores in a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I've just gone into the show notes in real time and added another event that I want you all to know about, and I hope you can plan on being there. This is a big one, too. And this brings the health freedom heroes of mine all together in one place, and you could be one of those folks, too. It's open to you, open to the public as well. The Health Freedom Congress is happening July 31st. August 1st and August 2nd in Northfield, Minnesota. I think that's south of the Twin Cities. You'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's outside of the Twin Cities. And that's the Health Freedom Congress, connecting the health freedom community from all over the world, really, but certainly focused on the United States and Canada. Primarily, Ronnie Cummins is going to be the keynote from the Organic Consumers Association. That's going to be awesome. And I plan to be there as well. I'm going to be heading up right after the IANS conference in Orlando. So it's going to be a busy time, and the summer's not going to be off for me, Super Don. I'm going to be traveling a bit with all these events.
Yeah, well, at least the weather will be nice.
Yeah, you know, the Minnesota weather in the summer is not bad at all. I spent a winter once there, which wasn't my favorite, although I had a lot of work to do, and then I spent a summer there. And other than dodging mosquitoes who can carry away small children, it was really lovely.
Yeah, they can get big, that's for sure.
And I used to swim at the lake. There's Lake Ann and Lake Lucie, and Prince's home next near Paisley Park Studio right there in Chanhassen was across the lake where I would hang out some summers. I don't know if you've ever been out there, but beautiful lake. I used to swim across the lake there in the summer. So that's just a little trivia for
you. I'm not much of a swimmer, but it's nice to go out like on a boat and stuff like that.
All right, well, It's a little less daunting to swim across a lake in Minnesota than it is in Florida, where you do sometimes get chased by gators.
Yeah. Wow, look how fast he's swimming.
Yeah, and I remember swimming in the Lake Luzerne in Switzerland. This was years before that famous bridge, that wooden bridge burned down. They had to do a replica of it. But that was my favorite place in the world at the time. And then I was just thinking back all the lakes I've swum, Lake Lanier, the Stone Mountain Lake. I did a triathlon in Stone Mountain years ago. These memories just come flooding back. Must have been after college. Yeah, well, maybe even during college. But, you know, you forget a lot about what happened in college, don't you, Super Don?
Did I go to college?
I don't know. Do you know anybody that has? Do they forget? But anyway, it leads to yes, I know. But that's
what
the
college?
Kind of, yeah, what college? We're going to find out because it leads to today's maybe
moment of duh.
What are you people on dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons, Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy.
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by That's Not Water in Your Cup. It's probably, well, I don't even remember what they called it, but it's really high in proof. Yes, the average college student on an average day drinks about 1.2 million gallons. No, I'm reading that wrong.
No.
What is this story? What is this story, Super Don?
No, listen, this is, okay, look. If you've ever watched, I'd say any movie about college students.
From Animal House on up.
What is the stereotype? What is the one thing that is always pointed out that is always going on at college with the students, say, after class time? What are they doing?
Food fight!
And partying, right?
No, the party. Oh, it's
they're
it's
having
partying.
Kegers and
beer
smoking
pong.
Weed. And they're doing, so yeah. They've come out with this study, and it's just a big headline. 1.2 million U.S. college students boozing on average day. And I looked at this initially, and I went, duh. I
what mean, is look, an average day?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I was like, it's an average day. Bring out the keg.
Now, listen, they are pointing out in the study, just to be serious for a moment, that there is a lot of substance abuse outside of alcohol that's going on. Okay? They have the statistics here. A certain number of them are starting to use marijuana. Some of them are using hallucinogens. Some of them are using non-medical use prescription pain relievers. Some of them are using college, that is a time when a lot of kids do this stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da. That's your moment of duh.
Well, there you go. You nailed it. Thank you, my friend.
Yay!
But yeah, it's like
kids,
we just
kids
learned
party
that
in college. No
college
kidding.
Kids drink. And you know, if they were doing cannabis alone and not the other stuff, they'd be a lot healthier. They might not do well on their chest because, you know, all the good things we've said about cannabis, one of the things may not be the best is short-term memory. Just a heads up in case you were wondering. All right, folks, that was it for today. We've got a lot more broadcast healing this week. Stand by. Go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends, just like I'm telling you, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. Go